Welcome to Face to Face. Face to Face is an in-depth look at the life and career of a popular sports figure from a Christian perspective. Now, here's your host of Face to Face, Tom Rust.
All right, thank you very much, and welcome to Face to Face. We're glad to have you with us this week, and hope you're doing well. Hope you're off to a good start in 2019. It's going to be a great year, I think. And sports-wise, well, there's going to be a lot of sports coming up, and right here in January, which is kind of a dead time, except for the fact that it's really not a dead time. It's kind of when everybody's in mid-season, except for the NFL. Of course, the National Football League is gearing up and getting ready for the Super Bowl. We'll see which teams end up in the Super Bowl. But you got teams like baseball, of course, is not doing anything right now except kind of putting their teams together. And football, college football is over. The bowl games are over. A lot of bowl games that you probably don't know much about. So basketball is probably the primary sport right now, and hockey. Basketball is the primary sport. And you've got a lot of teams that are in midseason, and there are a lot of teams. Now, we've got with us today a guy who's the owner of the Indiana Lions. Now, this is a team. Now, when you think about basketball professional level, you think about the NBA, of course, and then there's the G League or the Developmental League for the NBA, which is kind of NBA's one minor league. But out there are a number of guys still trying to hang on, trying to get some recognition and maybe trying to get into the league. And these are guys that play in a league called the ABA, the American Basketball Association. Now, when I think of the ABA back in the 60s, I think of the teams like San Antonio, and I know there was the Virginia Squires that had teams. There were the Indiana Pacers, of course, got started in the ABA. The Denver Nuggets got started in the ABA. And you remember their players like, for the Pacers, like Bob Nedelicki or Billy Keller or George Gervin, Dr. J, all those different types of players that just kind of come to mind real quickly. And the ABA is still going. It was started by a guy named Tinkham, and he has resurrected the ABA. It's a little different now. They've got 140 teams, 140-team league, so obviously you don't play everybody. 10 divisions and 14 teams in each division, and then they have a playoff. And from the Midwest division come the Indiana Lions. This is L-Y-O-N-S. There's another group called the Indiana Lions, L-I-O-N-S. But this is the Indiana Lions, and their owner is Tyrone Brown. And I had a chance to sit down with Tyrone and talk about this this league and talk about what's been happening in this league and talk about some of the players and his position, and also talk about the uniqueness of the Indiana Lions, because they are a Christian team. They are put together with the idea not only to win games, but to glorify Christ. So we'll take a break, and when we come back, you'll hear the interview that I did just a few days ago with Tyrone Brown, the owner and CEO of the Indiana Lions. We'll take a break and be back. You're listening to Face to Face. All right, welcome back to Face to Face. Glad to have you with us today. And today we have an owner of a basketball team. His name is Tyrone Brown. He's the owner and the CEO of the professional Indiana Lions of the American Basketball Association. Tyrone, thanks for being a part of Face to Face.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for inviting me.
Tell me, who are the Indiana Lions?
The Indiana Lions are a group of young men who are Christ-based. They love the Lord. They're individuals from all parts of Indiana, from Crawfordsville to Columbus. They come from different walks of life. They want to play professional, and the Indiana Lions was formed just for that opportunity. And that's who we are. We are men like Christ, and we love playing basketball.
And you're in quite a league. The ABA, the American Basketball Association, 140-team league across the United States. How does this league work?
Well, this is an upgrade from the original ABA. The original ABA had 8 to 10 teams, but now since 2000, year 2000, they added more teams for different cities to allow different cities to participate in. And so the Lions is a new addition to the league since 2000.
So how do you decide who you're going to play? Are there different divisions, you say, like throughout the United States?
We play in the North Central Division, which is the Midwest.
How many divisions are there in this league, do you think?
There are probably 10 divisions.
And do you have like a playoff at the end of the year where if you win your division, you...
Yes, there is a division. It ranks, just like the NBA rules, it ranks from the top team to the lowest team.
And you play a pretty good weekend schedule of teams. You have to travel a little bit and pick up some players. What are some of the cities that you visit in your division?
We're going to visit this weekend St. Louis. We just left Chicago, Illinois. Akron, Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, Detroit, Michigan, mostly within a 6 to 7 hour radius is the distance that we travel.
Now, you know, one of the things that I think about when I think about the ABA, I think about guys like George Gervin and Moses Malone, Billy Keller. It's kind of a tradition. Do you see some of these guys that know the history of the ABA? Are some of your players, and do you know the history of this ABA league?
They do. We teach them, the young guys, about the old ABA that was incorporated with the new ABA. And also, we've made it a point to bring back the tradition. The Pacers were one of the original teams that was here back in 67, and we just wanted to bring that tradition back to the state of Indiana.
And what are some of the traditions that you do? Do you play with the multicolored ball?
We play with the red, white, and blue ball.
Yeah, yes. That's pretty exciting. Yeah. You play with that. And I think I read on your website there that one of the people that helped get this restarted back then was one of the original owners of the Pacers. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And what's his name? Mr. Tinkham?
That's Mr. Tinkham, yes.
And tell me a little bit about him. Where's he at? And he lives in the Indianapolis area. Tell me a little bit about what you know about him.
Well, I know he was one of the original founders, but Mr. Tinkham just passed away about a month ago. So
really?
I didn't get an opportunity to actually meet him. But Joe Newman is the CEO of the league, and Joe was one of the advertisement guys regarding the Pacers when they first started. So Joe's now the new CEO, and I had a chance to meet with Joe to discuss our participation here in Hendricks County. And Joe really opened up some doors for us to participate in our first season. Most teams start a year later, but we really wanted to start early. We wanted to give the guys a fair opportunity to come out and participate. And it's history making here in Hendricks County. There's never been a professional team here in Hendricks County, and we wanted to bring that excitement to a smaller county that we can get good fan participation and make it a friendly environment to come to.
How long has your team been in existence? When did your team start?
November 3rd of 2018.
So you're pretty new in 2018. This is your first year to kind of get into it. How did you get into it? How did you get started? Where did you find players and a place to play? Tell me who you found that was going to play on your team.
Well, I was in a meeting in the playing field chamber, and I met a young lady by the name of Beverly Jenkins. She used to be the accountant for the ABA when they relaunched in 2000. She introduced me to Joe Newman, which is the CEO, and Joe thought with my background that bringing the basketball team to Hendricks County would be a great environment for the fans. So we held our first tryout in May of 2018 in Zionsville. So we had multiple tryouts throughout the city of Indianapolis, and we just decided to pick 12 to 15 guys, character guys, who would be good citizens. And that's how we kind of started. And now we have a roster of 17 guys, all talented basketball players, but now coming together as a family.
Now, are you the coach of the team, or who's the coach?
I am the interim coach. Our coach resigned a few months back, but now I'm the coach along with Pastor Craig Thurman, and we're trying to do our best to bring a winning tradition here to Hendricks County.
Tell me a little bit about what your background is as far as coaching and being involved with players.
Well, I played at a high level in Chicago. I'm from Chicago originally. I played high school ball, intramural ball, my background is in high IQ in terms of basketball. I was a Chicago Bulls fan, a Michael Jordan fan, had a chance to meet him a few times. And I just believe that, you know, if you can communicate with players, you can bring the best of them. I'm a motivator. I'm really about bringing the best out of players and their talents and allowing them to play according to their ability. And my job is really just to get out of their way, just help them organize and just get out of their way and let them play and use their God-given talents.
And you're having some success here in your first year. You're getting some wins. Tell me a little bit about the abilities of the teams that you play in. You're getting guys mostly from high school teams, some played some college ball. Where are you getting your players from?
Well, our players are a mixture. There are some guys who have never played high school ball. There are some who played in the ABA before. And we have some guys that played overseas. So there's a mixture of talents that we're trying to blend together as one cohesive group.
Who's your leading scorer? Who's your leader right now?
Michael Pugh is our leading scorer. He's averaging around 34, 35 points a game.
Wow, and you guys put some points on the board. I saw where you've scored up 120, 140. How long are you playing, like 10-minute quarters, 12-minute quarters, 15-minute quarters?
They're what are you the playing? Same rules as the NBA. We're playing 48-minute. It's a 40-minute game, 12-minute quarters.
So it's like playing watching an NBA game when it get
it
up
is,
and down
it
the
is,
floor.
But the difference is they want us to get up and down the floor. There are some specific rules. There's what's called a 3D rule. The 3D mm-hmm. rule is a new rule implemented that they want to keep the pace going. So if there's a turnover in the backcourt, then that's a possibility of a 4-point or 3-point play. A 2-point play becomes a 3. If you shoot a 3-pointer and you make it, it becomes a 4. So it's to make the pace of the game faster that fans can really get involved in. So you're going to see scores 160, 170, 180 points.
A lot of point. Now this 3D rule, if you steal the ball or if there's a turnover and you make a layup, it's a 3-pointer. Is
yes,
that what you're saying?
Is. Yes, it is.
So you're putting some points on the board there, no
Put
doubt
some
about
points
that.
On the boards.
Your leading scorer, where does he come from?
Mike is from a small town in Mississippi.
So you're getting players from all different places, no doubt about that.
No doubt about it.
And you're playing where, in Danville High School?
We're playing in the old Danville, the Bostic Gym.
The Bostic Gym.
Yes.
Our guest is Tyrone Brown. He's the owner, the CEO, the coach, and probably even washes uniforms for the Indiana Lions.
And actually, we do. We wash their uniforms. We make sure that they're nice, fresh, and clean when we present them to them.
I knew I'd hit that right. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll find out a little bit more about Tyrone himself, so don't go away. You are listening to Face to Face. Our guest is Tyrone Brown. He's the CEO, the owner of the Indiana Lions, a team that plays in the ABA. That's the American Basketball Association, and it's kind of the second generation of the old ABA, in which we talked about George Gervin, Dr. J, Moses Malone, and there's probably going to be some players. You know, when I think about the ABA, I think about the way they turned basketball around. They did things, got away from the tradition, and, of course, the play of Dr. J and the play of some of those guys, it was a pretty freelance ball, like you say you're doing. Do you hope what do you hope it to be the future of this team from a basketball standpoint and the future of this league? Is there you getting a lot of TV exposure? Are you feeling like this is a league that's going to really continue and get strong?
Well, the league started back in 2000, so for the last 18 years, it's been growing. Indiana didn't have a team, so we decided to put a team here because this is the mecca of basketball, Indiana. So it was just right for us to have a team here in Indiana. But I think the tradition is going to be great because the town of Danville have accepted us. They have welcomed us with open arms. The town is behind us. The park district is behind us. And the fans are behind us. So as long as people want to see good basketball, good clean basketball, friendly, that kids can come and enjoy themselves, we're going to be here in Hendricks County.
Tell me a little bit about your background. You say you come out of Chicago. What high school did you play for in Chicago?
I played for George W. Collins High School.
George Collins High School. And what was your life like growing up in Chicago?
I pretty much had a good life. The only kid for about 13 years. My mom had a son later. But I really had a free life. I really had a chance to play sports all the time. I had no restrictions. I can always get along with people. I was able to talk to people. And my parents took me to church. You know, they didn't just take me to church. They told me about who Christ was. And I became a Christian at 11 years old. And that's my background. That's who I am. That's what I had become, just knowing that they not only just take me, but they taught me.
Tell me a little bit about when you actually became a Christian.
My father took me to church. I was 11 years old, and it felt like some magical event was going on. And I was seeing people slain, but I didn't know what slain in the spirit was. But I knew it was something I wanted, because I felt and saw people reaching out to Christ. And I said, man, I told my father, I want that. What is that? And he said, that's a life with Christ. And I said, I want that. He said, now you have to go and commit yourself. And once I committed myself, I've never turned back.
Tell me, you said you want this to be a Christian team. You want to be just more than a basketball influence to these players. How can you get your Christianity across to the players that you have, and how can you develop them spiritually?
Well, the first thing that we told our players before we started training camp, that we are a Christian-based organization. My wife and I started this, and we both are Christians. What we tried to do was tell them, we're not trying to convert you, but our morals and standards won't change. So we are more off the court than on the court. We've surrounded ourselves and our staff with pastors, ministers, life counselors, because that's who we are and that's what we do. And so if our light is going to shine, it has to shine throughout the basketball season. It has to shine 365. So when we bring these other leaders onto our staffing plateau, then they have a voice in these young men outside of the church walls. So our outreach is outside of the walls. Young men are coming from different forms of different types of backgrounds, but they love the Lord. It's just they didn't have a place to express themselves. So we give them an opportunity. We hold chapel every time that we have a game, before and after practice, because that's who we are. Some of them don't have Bible study, but we do. So we invite them in to have Bible study and to be able to worship the Lord in their own free time. So that's why it's a Christian-based organization, because as owners, that's who we are.
So, yeah, this is a ministry as much as it is anything else. This is a time when you have a chance to really see some men develop, and there's no doubt about that. What about your own spiritual emphasis? You have to be involved in a church somewhere and growing, and you feel like there's some challenges that Satan brings to you certainly when you're putting a team together like this, there has to be challenges.
Well, yeah, there are challenges. There's 18 guys, so that's so many different personalities. But I think the more we shine in their lives and we don't change, and I think that's the difference with different religions. People change based on different situations. But we express that from the very beginning. This is who we are. And we won't change as being a Christian. And we're proud of being a Christian for what we're doing in the community. And so people are embracing that because our standards are set high. You know, set your sights on Him. And He'll direct everything. He directs our path. And running the basketball organizations is a tough thing, but it's enjoying. We're enjoying what we're doing. We love what we're doing because we're making a difference in each and every individual that serves with us.
Yeah, and what kind of success are you seeing as far as fans coming out to watch the game? You said the city of Danville pretty well accepted you. Do you feel like there's growth ahead, like maybe you're moving to a different arena sometime? What's been the success of your basketball team from that standpoint?
Well, when we first started, we had a few fans. Now we have quite a few more fans, and they have their Lions jerseys. And when you see fans wearing your jerseys and you see fans participating in your events, our halftime shows, our cheerleaders, that tells me that it's picking up momentum, it's picking up steam. And people are talking about it on Facebook and on Twitter and on Instagram. They're going to our website, they're inquiring about our schedule. Fans are lining up and paying before the game on PayPal. So they're excited about the Lions, and this is a place that everyone's invited.
You feel like there's players that come out of this league that could play in a higher league? I mean, for instance, you have the G League out there, the developmental league of the NBA. You feel like there's going to be a time when you get some NBA scouts, maybe particularly, or some people looking around trying to find some players. I know that a lot of times you get players from smaller colleges and from smaller teams like this, and they have a chance to move up.
Well, the NBA is always looking for talent. And with the ABA, I think this is an opportunity for some of our young men to take their talents to the next level. Again, we've had players that played in the ABA before, and we've had former G League players. So it still gives them an opportunity to play on a local level, but also there's players that aspire to play on a higher level. And this gives them an opportunity to continue playing as professionals. And it really allows them the chance to develop their skills. Yes, their talents can supersede some desires, but scouts do come out. We get calls all the time about when you guys play because people want to come out and see your talent to see if there's an opportunity.
This is a very exciting thing. In fact, I'm looking forward to catching a game. You play on weekends, right? You play mainly Saturdays and Sundays?
We play on Saturdays and Sundays at 5 p.m.
And I'm going to have to try to get up here and see a game. Tyrone Brown, it's been exciting to hear about this and to meet with you, and I'm happy for what you're doing. And particularly happy because face-to-face, of course, is all about Christian athletes and all about what Christ can do. Tell me what your favorite verse is, and tell me a little bit about why that's your favorite verse.
My favorite scripture is Matthew 6:32. Seek ye first the kingdom and all its righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. For me, that is saying that Christ has a plan for us. And if we follow Christ's plan, because he gives us grace and mercy each and every day, and those small things that we ask for, he said if we seek him in his righteousness, he'll add those things to us. And for my life, I try to do that every single day. Yeah, we want things, but my biggest ambition, my goal is to be an inspiration to the young men who are serving with us in this ministry of basketball, because that's what it's about. It's a ministry, and then it's basketball.
Wonderful thing to be happening, and certainly hope that you have tremendous success, not just on the court, but off the course also. Tyrone Brown, thanks for being a part.
Thank you, sir.
All right. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll have more. Tyrone Brown is the CEO of the Indiana Lions of the American Basketball Association. We'll be back right after this, so don't go away. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face to Face. Hope you enjoyed our time with Tyrone Brown, and certainly did in his office, which is in his home in the suburbs of Indianapolis. And you never know. There might be some players come out of there. I didn't recognize a lot of the names when I saw it on the roster, but there are players who certainly have a passion for playing basketball, and that's what you need to get to these higher-level leagues. And sometimes, you know, you have guys that come out of that end up going to the G League, the developmental league, guys that maybe are a little too old to play in the NBA but still like to travel around and compete and make a little bit of money, and that's what the Indiana Lions are all about. So I hope you enjoyed our interview with Tyrone. I hope you get a chance to, if you're in the central Indiana area around Indianapolis, they play in Danville, which is a small town just straight west of Indianapolis. Maybe you'll get a chance to get out there and see them play. And if you enjoyed our interview with Tyrone Brown, you may want to hear some of the other interviews that we have. And, of course, you can find them at our website. Our website is at facetofaceradio.com, facetofaceradio.com, just like it sounds. You can click on there, and you can see a number of different things that we have up there, and also find out some of the interviews that we have had. You can listen to them. You can maybe listen to them once, and maybe if you like it, you can listen to it again. Just download it to whatever device you have, and that'll be a time in which you can be encouraged, not just by the faith of these players, but also be encouraged by the fact that overall there's a culture in sports in which Jesus Christ is still alive and well, and that's very, very important. Once again, that website is at facetofaceradio.com. Well, as we close for you today, I want to take you to the Psalms. I love the Psalms. as my role in a pastor, sometimes I'll go to a hospital and sometimes I'll just open up the Bible and read to the person laying in the bed next to me to the Psalms, and it just seems to warm their heart as it does mine. And Psalm 118:24, a short psalm, but one you may even have quoted, it says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." You don't have to be at the very top of your game to have a great day. And Jesus Christ promises us that even when we go through times when we're going to be a little down, He's with us. And you get up every morning and you look out and hopefully see the sun. Sometimes in the winter you don't see the sun a whole lot. But hopefully you look out your window and you say to yourself, "This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it." That's about it for us. We look forward to having you back next week. We'll have another Christian athlete. Till then, this is Tom Russ saying, remember this, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, be a good sport. Bye.
You've been listening to Face to Face with Tom Rust. For a free copy of today's program or for more information, please write to Face Ministries, P.O. Box 125, Columbus, Indiana, 47202. You can also find us on the web at facetofaceradio.com. Join us again next week as Tom Rust goes face to face.